We begin the current daf Masechet Sanhedrin daf Tzadik. We begin on the bottom line of the Pei Tesem Beis, where the Gemara continues explaining the machlekes from the previous daf, where the Gemara was discussing the halacha of a previous Mishnah of Navi Sheker, which is a halacha that primarily our Mishnah said is from those that are nechnakin, that get the death penalty of chenik. However, our Gemara quoted a brisa that said that there is a certain context when a false prophet gets something possibly different than chenik. And that is what's known as a Navi Shehediach. If a prophet tries pushing the Jewish people, he prophesies in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they should do Avodah Zarah, then there's a machlekes. The Tanakam, the Rabbanan said that then he gets skila, and Reb Shimon said that he gets chenek. As the Gemara explained, the Tanakam holds that he gets skila is because they learn that Gzer Shava Hadacha, where it says over here by the Nabi that's being Madeach from the Mesis, just like over there when he tries enticing a person to Avodah Zarah, so too over here, whereas Reb Shimon says that no, it says over here the word Misa, and many times it says in the Torah unspecified Misa, it means chenek. Now, in that machlekes, the Gemara has a machlekes, how to qualify that machlekes tanoim. I'm Rav Chizda, as we continue on top of Tzadim and Aleph. Says machlekes, this machlekes is between the Rabbanan and Reb Shimon regarding the Navi that's being Madiach. If the death penalty is skila or chenek, he qualifies, he says, that's ba'ikar haguf da'avodas kechavim. That's where the Navi Sheker is coming to uproot the entire existence of the Isser of Avodah Zarah. Where he says, I was commanded in the divine spirit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to prophesy to uproot the prohibition of Avodah Zarah from the Torah. Or, v'kiyam miktas u'bitl miktas da'avodas kechavim. Or, that partly abolishing Avodah Zarah. We're keeping some of it, but nullifying the other thing of it. That, says Rav Chizda, is where the Rabbanan said that then the punishment is going to be skila. And the reason for that is because in that context where it talks about by the Navi being Madiach, which is where we learn out the halacha of skila, as we said from Gzeira Shava, from Mesis, the same word Hadacha, the context of that pasuk is Torah by the Zara, because the words of the pasuk are, Uvo ha'ois v'amayfis, he's going to come and show you wondrous signs, this Navi Sheker, and he's going to say, Nelcha v'navda, let us go and serve, that means to say uprooting the whole Issa of the Zara. Now, moreover, it also included over there in the parasha the concept of only uprooting part of the Issa of Avodah Zarah. It says there at the end of the pasuk, because Drachman Amr, the Torah says that Yumas, he's going to die. Why? Because he spoke about things that are taking you away from Hashem, where it says, lahadichacha, to push you away, min haderech, from the path. Min means afila miktas haderech, even from part of the path towards Hashem. However, but the pasuk is only talking about Avodah Zarah because it's something that's learned from the context where it's talking about Avodah Zarah. So you see from that pasuk, which is where we learn that Hadacha from, which is what we say is the Machlekes, where the Tanakama learns that out from Mesis, that it's going to be Skila, whereas Reb Shimon says, no, the whole thing is Chenik. Anyway, that Machlekes is talking about either when the Navi Sheker is trying to uproot the entire Avodah Zarah or partly of it. Aval, but says Rav Chizda, Eikra guf deshar mitzvahs. But if let's say the Navi Sheker is trying to uproot one of the mitzvahs of the Torah, not of a desert, totally saying that it's not a prohibition anymore, then divrei hakol b'chenek. Then says Rav Chizda, everyone would agree, even the Rabbanan, that the punishment of the Navi Sheker is going to be chenek, because that's actually learned out from a different pasuk said in a different parasha, where there that pasuk doesn't say the word hadacha, which is where according to Rabbanan we know skila from. The pasuk says in Devarim Yutches, Ach, however, Hanavi Asher Yazal Adab B'Davi B'Shmi, that he will be deliberately sinful to say something false in my name, which is something that he didn't hear. The pasuk says, V'meis Hanavi Hu, and that prophet will die. And as we said in the previous daf, unless we have other reasons to indicate otherwise, whenever it says Misa, unspecified in the Torah, it means Chanek. So they, even the Rabbanu would agree, if he's trying to uproot one of the other mitzvahs of the Torah totally, would be Chanek. Moreover, v'kiya miktas u'bitl miktas to b'shar mitzvahs, and let's say he's trying to uproot only part of a different mitzvah, then divrei hakol pata, then actually everyone would agree that he's going to be exempt from the death penalty, because regarding the other mitzvahs of the Torah, as the pasuk we just brought, where it says, achar navi asher yazal dabe davar b'shmi, the word that's used is davar, which sounds like a whole thing and not a half a thing, so he's only coming to uproot a half a mitzvah, that's not included in the punishment of the Navi Sheker. That's the qualification of Rav Chizda in the Machlekes Rabbanan and Reb Shimon. On that Masav, Rav Nuna asks from a Braisa brought in the Sefri by the parsha of the Navi Hamadiach, where it says over there, as we quoted the word Hadacha, where it says Lahadichacha men Haderach, where if he's coming to push you away from the path, Asher Tzivcha Hashem Lekecha, that Hashem your God has commanded you Lelechas, but to go in it. Now, the Braisa expounds seemingly superfluous pasuk, where it says there in the pasuk, as we're saying in Devarim Yud Gimel Vav, It says that he's coming to push you away, la'adichacha, from the path that Hashem, your God, commanded you, l'leches, but says, to go in it. What does it mean to go in it? It says the Braisa, l'leches, to go in it, zumitzis, that refers to a positive commandment, because that sounds like to do something, not something not to do. What does that mean? If he's coming to try to get you to go away from doing a positive commandment of the Torah. But in it, zumitzis, that refers to when he's trying to get you to uproot a negative commandment. Because we know the word ba, like it says ashachat or ba, which refers to aloy saseh. So one thing is, as Rav Amnuna, we see that even by other mitzvahs, the word hadacha applies to, because if it would only be v'isa g'taytich, if you'd entertain to say that the pasuk is only talking about v'itz kechavim, like Rav Chizdat said, he said that it's only talking about by v'itzara, that's where you have the word hadacha, where again, that's where the Rabbanan would say it's going to be skila. But regarding other mitzvahs, he said that no, either there's no hachiv at all, or it's only going to be chenik. But then, asks Rav Amnuna, where do you find that regarding Avodah Zarah, that there's a positive command regarding it? All the mitzvahs of Avodah Zarah are loisa says, don't do this, don't do that, don't make a graven image, don't serve it. How can you say it's talking about Avodah Zarah, like the way Rav Chizdat is qualifying it? My answer is, take him, Rav Chizdat. Rav Chizdat would interpret that it says in the Torah, v'nitatzdim, it says in Devarim, that you should break their altars and you should smash their idols and all those things. So that's a positive command regarding Avodah Zarah. It's regarding that the Navi Sheker says, that to tries to get you to not do that mitzvah saseh and to violate those lois saseh, that's what the Pasuk told me, and therefore it's not difficult. But Rav Nuna Amar, he however disagrees, as he was asking in his question. He says a different hagdara of the machlekes Rabban and Rabbi Shimon than Rav Chizda. He says machlekes ba'ikra guf, the machlekes Rabban and Rabbi Shimon regarding the upgrade, so to speak, of the navi that's being madiach to get skila of the gzer shava hadacha is whether if he's coming to uproot the thing itself, not like Rav Chizda, that's only when he's coming to uproot by the Zara. If he's coming to uproot the entire mitzvah, it's not only by the Zara, it's even by other mitzvahs. And like he asked in his question, because the word l'leches ba, Rav Nuna does not learn that it would make sense it's going up in the tatzdim. Sounds like it's going on a full-fledged mitzvah say, which therefore would sound like it's going on other mitzvahs. Moreover, v'kiyim miktsas u'bitl miktsas, davoytis kachavim, when it comes to partially uprooting something, that is regarding Avodah Zarah. Rachman Amma min aderech, because the Torah tells you from the path he's trying to subvert you, afila miktsas aderech, even from some of the path. Now regarding that, Rav Nun agrees to Rav Chizda that it's going on Avodah Zarah, because the words in that pasuk, the context, as we said before in Rav Chizda, up until the end of the pasuk, is only talking about Avodah Zarah, where l'leches ba sounds like it's going on everything. So therefore, the min haderech would be going on Avodah Zarah. Aval ki miktsas or bitl miktsas the b'shar mitzvahs, but regarding partially nullifying a different mitzvah, divrei hakol patur, there Rav Nun agrees that everyone's going to agree that there's going to be an exemption even from chenek, because there, as we said, that's a different pasuk in Devarim Yudches that says davar, which means a whole thing, and not regarding uprooting a word of the Torah, because when it says the ki yazal adaber davar, that which is what tells us that he's going to get skila, that's actually going on if just a random lie, like Tzidkiyah ben Kenana, who made up something he never heard, but it's not coming and talking about uprooting something. The if he's uprooting totally, then he's going to get chenek. If he's uprooting only partially, then he's going to be pater. Now, however, the Gemara brings a brisa that seems to contradict both Rav Chizda and Rav Amnuna. Tanabon lina brisa, misnabi lakar davim in atayra. Someone prophesizes to uproot something from the Torah, so chayiv, he's liable. L'kayim mitzvah, so levatl mitzvah, let's say he's saying something that's going to partially nullify a mitzvah. So Rav Shimon says he's exempt. U'bavaydis kechavim, now regarding idol worship, then the filo ima hayoyim ibduo, l'mocha bitlua, even if he says that today serve it, but tomorrow don't, which essentially means to say this category of ki mitzvah, bitl mitzvah, partially uprooting it, says the b'raisa divri akol chayiv, there everyone agrees that he's going to be liable. Now, there's three contradictions over here from this brisa. First of all, the brisa says that if he's coming to uproot something from the Torah, according to everybody, he's going to be chayv. That's not like Rav Amnuna, who said that that's contingent on the machlekes of Shimon and Rabbanan. Second of all, the brisa says that if he's coming to be mevatel some of the mitzvah, according to Rav Shimon, he's going to be pater, which is not like the two Amirim that said that it's like everybody. And third of all is, regarding when he's being mevatel part of the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah, the Braisa says, according to everybody being chayiv, Nalag Damarom, who said that that's contingent on the machlekes, Reb Shimon and Rabbanan. So that the Gemara gives two different approaches to resolve it, both according to Rav Chizda's version and according to Rav Avnuna. Says the Gemara, Abaye Sabal like Rav Chizda. Abaye held like Rav Chizda, that he said that their machlekes is only in Avodah Zarah. But regarding all the other mitzvahs, if he uproots the entire mitzvah, it's going to be with chenik, but if it's only part of it, it's going to be pater. Umitaris like Rav Chizda, and therefore he resolves the Braisa like Rav Chizda. Rava saw like Rav Amnuna. Rava held like Rav Amnuna's qualification of the machlekes, and therefore Mataris like Rav Amnuna, he explains the Braisa like Rav Amnuna. Explains the Gemara, Abaye Sabal like Rav Chizda, Umitaris like Rav Chizda, that one has to read the Braisa as follows. Hamisnabi lakar davim in atarev. Someone prophesies to uproot a halacha from the Torah. Divra kol bechenik. When it says that everyone's going to agree that it's going to be chayiv, what's the chayiv? It's going to be chenik, because it's shar mitzvahs. Lekai mitzvahs ulevatl mitzvahs. If it's partially, Reb Shimon paiter. Reb Shimon says you're going to be exempt. V'hu adin rabbanan. And the same thing would apply to rabbanan, that there's not going to be any liability whatsoever, again, regarding shar mitzvahs. Because regarding chenik, as we said before, it says the word dover, which means to say a whole thing and not a partial thing. Now, Rashi addresses and says, but according to Rav Chizda, so why did it specify Reb Shimon if it's saying, and hu adin rabbanan, so why say Reb Shimon pater if the rabbanan also agree pater? The chiddush of the Braisa comes to tell us that the reisha, the Braisa, which says that chayiv, that we're saying that that's unanimous, even according to rabbanan, that it's going to be with chenik. Because Reb Shimon is the one who says that the liability always is chenik and not on skila. So regarding other mitzvahs where the idea of hadach of a skila is not mentioned, as we said, it's only mentioned regarding Avodah Zarah, so it's reflecting back on the opinion of the Rabbanan from the stamma of the Reisha that that's also going to be chenik. Now, the one has to continue and explain, but regarding Avodah Zarah, afila amar hayyim ivduo lamarcha betluba, that's what says the Braisa, said, even if it's a partial bittul chayiv, then there's going to be a liability, but what liability is that going to be? That Abai is explaining, contra Chizda would be Markad Islay, Umarkad Islay. That is a contra Abundant, that would be Beskila, and the contra Shimon that's going to be Bechenek, because again, they disagree, both regarding if you're totally Iker, or even, as Abai is saying, the bigger Chiddush one of Bittel Bemixis of Avodah Zarah, that's where the Machlekes, the Reb Shimon and Rabbanan are. Rava, however, Savalakar of Amnuna, Ubitatzlakar of Amnuna. That one has to read the Braisa like this. Hamisnabe lakar davim in atarev. If someone's coming uproot something from the Torah, where according to Rav Nuna, one has to say that it means to say, beim bavet gechavim, beim b'shar mitzvahs, whether it's going to be the Zara or other mitzvahs, chayiv, that there's going to be a liability. But what's that liability? Markad isli or markad isli, that's their machlekes in both those cases, regarding if it's skilo or if it's going to be chenek. Then continues the Brais, lekai mitzvahs ulevatla mitzvahs b'shar mitzvahs. Then when it says to nullify partially of it, regarding other mitzvahs, that's Reb Shimon Peiter v'huadin Rabbanan, that Reb Shimon's going to say you're exempt, and essentially the same thing would apply to Rabbanan too, which again Rashi addresses, according to Rav Amnuna, the reason why he picks Reb Shimon, if it's even according to Rabbanan, is a chiddush to tell you that even from the lower death penalty of chenik, of Reb Shimon, that the person's going to be pater, this Navi Shaker, if he's being mevatel mitzvahs of a shar mitzvah, and of course from the skila that Rabbanan would hold that one is chayiv when he totally uproots that mitzvah. Ubavaydis kechavim continues the brayzim regarding Avodah Zarah. Afilo imer hayoyim ivduo lamacher betluah. Even if he says partially be mevatel Avodah Zarah, meaning do it today but not tomorrow, chayiv is going to be liable. What's the liability? Markadisli. Each opinion according to what they hold. As we said that regarding bittul b'mitzvahs of Avodah Zarah, everyone would agree that's the machlekes Reb Shimon and Rabbanan. Continuing a related discussion, Amr Bevom Rabbi Yechonin says Bakoil regarding any iser. If a prophet who is established as a true prophet, if he tells you avar al divrei Torah, violate the words of the Torah, everything according to what's necessary in that moment, for example, Eliyahu and Har Carmel, who is said to bring a carbon out of the Beis HaMikdash, which are generally forbidden, says the Braisa Shamala, you should listen to him. Chuzma v'itzkechavim except v'avodah zarah. Even he makes the sun stand in the middle of the sky, atishmali, you don't listen to. So to Tanya Litna Brais of Yisak Lili Amri, he says, the Torah reached to the end of the understanding of the idol worshippers. That's actually why the Torah gave dominion to them. In other words, that even if you're going to see a prophet that rules over and it does as his will, where it says that in the Devar Yud Gimel that he's going to give you a sign or some type of wonder, like Shafila Maimelu Chachama Bemtza Rikia, that even if he's going to be able to keep the sun standing in the middle of the sky, that's what the Torah comes to tell you. Even if he's going to show you those type of signs, and Hashem lets him do those things, Hal Tishmalai, don't listen to him. Avoy Dezara is not something that one could ever listen to a Navi, even if he's a Navi that's muchzik to be a kosher person. Now, however, Tanya, we learn that Bryce Amr Bekivis says, Chas v'shalom, Shakadosh Baruch Hu maimit chamal ebritzane. God forsake that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would ever allow those who defy his will to do such a wonder as keep the sun up in the sky. Ella, rather, what is referred to that if he's going to give you such a sign, you still shouldn't listen to him? Kugan Chananya ben Azur, Shemit Chilasei Navi Emes, that in the beginning he was a true prophet. When it says, V'nosna Alecha Eis, he's going to give you a sign, was when he was still a Navi Emes. And he's going to give you a sign by a different prophecy. But it'll be saif, Navi Sheker, to end, he's going to be a false prophet, meaning when he becomes wicked, and he's going to tell you to do Avodah Zarah, and he's going to say, rely on me because you know I'm an established prophet because I've given you these incredible signs up until now. And that's what the Pasuk is telling you. No, he already soured, and don't listen to him, even if he gave you these incredible signs, which Hashem does not give Levi Ritzayin. Still, if he tells you to Avodah Zarah, you never listen to anybody, even a Navi that was up until now known to be a kosher Navi. Now the Gemara concludes our parak with the conclusion of the Mishnah that said v'zemim bebaskayin, and the others that are from the nechnakin that get the misa of strangulation is those who said false testimony regarding the baskayin that she was mezana as a eshes ish, and boila, the man who had relations with her, where they're going to get chenek, in contrast to the baskayin who shall actually get sreifa. Ask the Gemara Menonimili, where do we know this from? So Amar Vacha Berida Viki says, the Tanakh Linda Brysa Bisa, he says, Matam Alem, what does the Pasuk teach when it says, Vasisim Lo, you should do to him, to these false witnesses, Kashazamim Las Lachiv, like he attempted and plotted to do to his brother? Why doesn't it just say Kashazamim Las, like he plotted to do? Why does it have to say Lachiv to his brother? Says the Brysa, Lafi, Shekol HaMuzumam in Shabbatera, or the other gear says, Shekol HaMumas in Shabbatera, generally, all those who are executed according to the biblical law, Zememehen, the false witnesses who attempted to prosecute them when it turns out they were lying themselves, Ubayalein, and the men who have relations with those type of women, Kayotaben, generally have the same halacha. So if there's witnesses who say testimony regarding a woman that she was mezana as a HSH, generally the man who had relations with her or the witnesses turned out that they were false would get the same execution that they tried doing to her. However, Bas Kayin, that's what our Mishnah is telling you, but the daughter of a Kayin, as a married woman, the Pasuk says, he bestrafe, she gets the death penalty of being a burnt, ve'im bayil bestrafe, but not only her, the female, but the male does not get the misa of strafe. Now, Zayman, regarding the Edom Zayman, ein yedes, I would not know, im loy hukshu, if they're compared to him, meaning to the bayil, who they were attempting to get him executed with the death penalty of chenek, im lo hukshu, if they're getting compared to her, where they were trying to make her liable for the misa of strafe. Meaning with their one testimony regarding this man and woman who committed adultery, they were attempting to make him chenek and her strafe. So we don't know which one, when they're huzam, which death penalty do they get. Therefore, when the Pasuk says regarding Edom Zayman, to do to them what they plotted to do to his brother, that teaches you la'achav alay la'chaisa, what he attempted to do to his brother and not to his sister. In other words, whatever their testimony would make liable, a man and a woman, and their judgment would be different, they could compare to the man and not to the woman, which our Mishnah says is chenek, and therefore not tzreifa. Hanulach Elohein Nanachnakin, we shall return to the 10th paragraph of Masechet Sanhedrin, Perak Elohein Nanachnakin. With that, we begin the 11th paragraph of Masechet Sanhedrin, what's known as Perak HaChelik. So the Mishnah begins, Kol Yisrael, every Jewish man, Yeshlam Chelik L'Olam Haba, has a portion in the world to come. This Perak is predominantly Agadita regarding ideas like Olam Haba. So the truth is that this part of the Mishnah is not part of this Mishnah. It's rather a Agadic teaching. The reason why it's written over here, because it wants to open up the Perek in a good statement. But really, the Perek opens up with Ve'ilu She'en Le'mechayik L'mabah. And these are people that don't have a portion of the world to come. And it's going back on the previous Perek, which was saying Elohein either Hanisrafen, as it's brought in our Mishnayis, that this is brought after the ninth Perek. But Rashi brings, as some Gerses have this, that it's actually after Perek Elohein Hanechnaken. And that's why it first brings in the previous Prakim the Dalad Mises Bezdin, And it explains and continues to tell us that even though that those are sinners, that they get the death penalty, but once they accept their judgment, so they're like any Jewish person that has a portion of the world to come. And then the Mishnah continues and tells you, but then, that there are those that don't have a portion of the world to come, which is continuing, that there are those who get Chiv Mizbezin, and those are even worse, that don't even have a Chelik Olam Haba. But that's what the Mishnah is opening up, that every single Jewish person has a portion of the world to come. Shneimar, says the pasuk in Yeshaya, V'amech kulam tzadikim, and yet your people are all righteous. La'olam yishu aretz, they will always, forever inherit the land, meaning the world to come. Netzer matoy, they're the branch of my sapling. My siyade, the handiwork of my hand, lesbar, to take pride in. But continues the Mishnah, V'elu she'en lem chag mabon, these are those that don't have a portion of the world to come. And they are ha'omer in tchias amesim in the Torah. If someone says that there's no resuscitation, revival of the dead from the Torah, in other words, they deny the midrashim that expound, as the Gemara will bring later on, from where do we know that tchias amesim is sourced in the Torah? In other words, and even if they admit and they believe that there is tchias amesim, but they don't believe that it's alluded to in the Torah, then that person is called a kaifer, a denier, since he's uprooting that there's a concept of tchias amesim in the Torah. Who cares that this that he believes? Where does he know that he should believe that there's such a concept of tchias amesim? And therefore, since he's not believing that it's sourced in the Torah, he's considered a complete kaifer, and therefore he does not have a portion of the world to come. Or someone that's ve'ein Torah min ha-shamayim, or doesn't believe that Torah is from heaven, that it was made up, or vapikairis, as the Gemara will explain what that means. Kiva, I mean, he says, afakairis from machatayim, even someone that reads from the outside books, which the Gemara will explain what that is, also does not have a chelik l'olam haba. Or v'haloichesh alamaka v'aymer, someone that whispers on a wound, and he says, the pasuk in Shemais, kalamachla shasamte v'mitzrayim, that Hashem says that any illness that I placed in Egypt, lo yosam alecha, I will not place on you, the Jewish people, ka'ani Hashem refecha, because I am Hashem yirkar. If someone whispers that incantation on a maka, he does not have a chelik l'olam haba. Abasholem, he says, afahoige es Hashem v'yisaisiyav, that even someone that pronounces the name of Hashem with its letters, the ineffable name, does not have a portion of the world to come. It says the Mishnah, Shleisha Malachim va'arbo had yaitis, three kings and four famous common personalities, ein lem chayk lemabo, they do not have a portion of the world to come. And the Shleisha Malachim, the three kings are Yeravim, Achav, and Menashe. Yehudaim, however, he says, Menashe yesh l'chayk lemabo, he says the king Menashe does have a portion of the world to come. Shlemach, it says the Pasuk in Divrei Yom Beis, says, v'yispar leilav, that he daven to Hashem, and Hashem heard his supplication, and although he was in prison somewhere far away, Hashem brought him back to Yerushalayim, to his kingdom. But Amrulay, they said to him, they disagreed with Rabbi Hud, and they said, no, Hashem only brought him back to his kingdom. But he did not bring him back to the world to come. He does not have a chelik l'olam haba. And the Arba Hadyotis and the four commoners are Bilam, Bidayig, Bachitayful, Bigichazi. So the Gemara asks of a kolkach lama regarding the first one that we said that does not have a chelik l'olam haba, why is there such a great punishment for someone who denies tchias amesim in the Torah that it does not have a portion of the world to come? So the Gemara says, Tanu, in Abraha, it's very simple. Who kafir b'tchias amesim? He denies in the revival of the dead. L'fikich lo yiyah l'chelik b'tchias amesim. Therefore, he does not have a portion in the revival of the dead. So he can't come to the next world because one needs tchias amesim to get there. Because all the attributes of a Kaddish Baruch Hu are mida connected mida. They're opposite to what the person himself does. That's what Hashem reflects. And it says, from where do we know that Hashem rewards and punishes a person exactly for how he himself acts? Shemek says, the Pasuk Melachim Beis. But Yem Elisha says, Shimu Dvar Hashem Agam, listen to the word of God. Ke'es Macher, today, tomorrow at this time, sa'a soilis b'shekel, although there's a famine right now, there's going to be a sa'a of flour for a shekel, b'sasayim sa'arim b'shekel, and there's going to be two sa'a of barley flour for a shekel, b'shar shamron, in the gate of Shamron. Now, Exhibit says in the pasuk after that, b'yan ha'sholish asher lo melech nishnal yodhi, that the intermediary that's for the king who relied on him, he responded to es elokem, to the prophet who was saying this, to Elisha of the Yemen, he said, hinei Hashem oisa aruvis b'shamayim, what, is Hashem going to make windows in the heaven? Hayi adav azeh, is there going to be such a thing? How could there be food from when there's no food now? But Yemen, Elisha told him, Hincha Raya Benech, behold, you're going to see with your eyes, but from there you're not going to eat, as a Ketin Tamid Beis. Uksevin, it says later on, Vayiloi Kain, and that's what happened. Vayimsu Oysa Ambashar, and the people trampled him by the gate. Vayamas, and that person who is a denier, he died, meaning regarding the thing that he denied, for that, in that own context, he was judged, where he did not eat from there, and he was trampled from the feet of those who were coming to buy. So that's the concept of mida connected mida. If someone says there's no tchisa mesim, he does not get tchisa mesim. He says there's not going to be food, he's not going to get the food. And that has the gemara, but b'dilma kilas Elisha kramale. Maybe it's not because of mida connected mida. Maybe it was the curse of Elisha that caused him to not get, because Elisha had cursed him. Darmav Yudim Rav, he says, kilas chacham, the curse of a sage, afil al chinam heba, even for no good reason it comes. So maybe that's why. And that answers the Gemara. No, Im Kain, if that would be the reason, Lichtav Kor, the Pasuk should have just said, V'yemesuhu bayomis, that he was trampled and he died. My Bashar, why is it that he died at the gate? It means Aliski Shah, regarding this dealings of the gate, regarding the price which he had said to Elisha, such a thing is going to happen in the Shah Shamrain. For that incident, that's why he was trampled and he died, exactly the Midi connected Midi. That's the source for that Allah. And that's why if someone says there's no Tchisa Mesim, he does not get Tchisa Mesim. So Amar B'yechne says, "Benayin l'tchisa mesim na Torah." From where do we know a source for the revival of the dead from the Torah? Shneim like says the pasuk in Bamidbar. Says, "V'nesata mimenu is trumas Hashem la'aron ha'kohen." That the Levim will get the meiser, they'll give from their truma, which is trumas meiser, to Aaron ha'kohen. Now the question is, "V'chi Aaron la'olam kaim?" Is Aaron always going to be around? Is he going to live so long that truma, which is only in Eretz Yisrael, should be given to him? In other words, it doesn't mean forever, but it wasn't decreed on him that he should live so long because he never entered into Eretz Yisrael. So why is the pasuk saying that you'll give from Trumas Hashem to Aaron HaKohen, which is only when they get to Eretz Yisrael, that they should give him Truma? Because it's coming to teach you that he ultimately will live in the world to come via Yisrael, and the Jewish people will give him Truma. From his thesaurus that is Tchisa Mesim from the Torah. However, the very Bishmol Tana, the Bryce of Bishmol, they taught that actually this that it says La Aaron is not coming to tell us that they can literally give it to Aaron. It's not a source for Tchisa Mesim. Rather, it's coming to tell you when it says La Aaron, to Aaron, it means Ke Aaron, that the coin that you're giving it to has to be like Aaron, which is Ma Aaron Chaver, just like Aaron was a scholar that had a high level of punctiliousness regarding the keeping of the Torah, Av Banav Chaverim, so to his sons, the kind that you give it to have to be Chaverim. That's what it's teaching La Aaron. Now, so to Omer B'Shmuel B'Nachmen, Omer B'Yenison says, "Minayin she'ein noisin truma l'koyin ama oritz." From where do we know that you cannot give truma to a koyin that's ama oritz, which is the antonym, that's the opposite of the chaver, that you have to give it only to chaverim and not to an ignoramus koyin? Shemak says the pasuk in Devar Yom Beis that Chizkiyah it says, "V'yirm lo'am," that Chizkiyah said to the people, "Liyeshve Yerushalayim," to those who dwelled in Yerushalayim, "Losis menas lekahan levim," to give their portion to the kahan levim, "lamanyeches kubeteres Hashem," give them the trumas and maisa so that they should be established in the Torah of Hashem, which teaches us, kalamachzik beteres Hashem, whoever is established in the Torah of Hashem, meaning he's a chaver, not an ama aretz, then yeshle manas, he has a portion in his truma. V'shein amachzik beteres Hashem, ein lamanas, whoever is not muchzik in the Torah of Hashem does not have a portion. So to Omer Vacha bar Adam Rav Huda, he says, whoever does give truma to a kohen that's an ama aretz, kilo noisin lefnei ari, it's like as if he puts it in front of a lion. What does that mean? Ma ari, just like by a lion, safik, there's a doubt. We don't know when the lion takes the animal from the flock. If his intention is to be dairis, is to pounce on it, va'echan, to eat it right away before it spoils, or not, or safik ain't the dairis va'echan, maybe he's not going to pounce on it and eat it right away. Rather, he's going to bring it back to his lair and he's only going to eat it later on when it spoils. That's two different ways how a lion eats. Here also, Av Kohen Ama Aretz, also regarding the Kohen Ama Aretz, when we give truma to him, we don't know. Safak Eichle Betara, Safak Eichle Betuma, we don't know if he's going to eat in a state of purity or a state of impurity. Or another interpretation, when it says regarding the muscle of the lion, Safak Darius, like by the lion, we don't know if he's going to pounce, where the lion at times pounces and it kills the animal with its feet. And he eats it in this disgusted state right when it just killed the animal. Or sometimes he takes it back to its lair when it's not so repulsive because the dead animal's not in front of us. Either way, there's a time when it's disgusting, a time when it's not. Opposite interpretations. And same thing is for the Kohen Ama Aretz. We don't know if he's going to eat in a state of disgust, of tumah, or a state of tahara, of purity. He says, Av garam le'misa. If someone gives truma to Kohen Ama Aretz, it also causes that Kohen to die. Shemak, it says, the pasuk in Be'yukr, it says, "Umesu b'ki chaluhu," that they will die because they desecrated their holy things, which is the truma of the kayan if he eats it in a state of tumah. The Be'er Rolos Ben Yaakov Tani says, "Af mesiyah oven ashma," even makes the kayan that's Ama Aretz, carry loads of sin. Shemak, it says, the pasuk in Be'yukr, "V'hisiyu oisam oven ashma," that they carry many sins that are weighed down in him of guilt, but achlamas kachem, when they eat their kachem, which the Targum translates b'mechalhain b'say avayas kachem, if they eat their holy things, their truma, in a state of impurity. Going back to the topic that we're discussing, Tanul in the Braiser, B'simoyar, he brings a different source. Menayin l'tchis ha-mesim in the Torah, where do we know a biblical source for tchis ha-mesim? Shemak says the pasuk in Shemais. V'gam ha-kimaisi es berisi itim, that I've already also established my covenant with them. Losis lehem asertz kanan, to give to them, going back on the Ovis, the land of Canaan. Now, he says lechem loinam, it doesn't say for you, el lehem, for them, which sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised our forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, to give to them Eretz Yisrael. What, did he give them Eretz Yisrael? He gave it only to their children. Rather, comes to teach that ultimately they will come back to life, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them Eretz Yisrael. Mikan, l'tchis ha-mesim, l'tarit. So here's the source from the Torah that there's going to be tchis ha-mesim. Again, as we said in the Mishnah, the primary idea of believing in tchis ha-mesim is to show from the Torah that there is such a concept. The Gemara continues with the names of those who were kaifer in tchis ha-mesim and the names of the Talmidei Chachamim who responded to them, which are Tzedek, Gam, Geshem, Kom, Simon. Sholom minim es Rabbi Gamliel. The heretics asked Rabbi Gamliel, Minayin shakadosh baruch hu mechayim mesim. Where do you know that the Holy One revives the dead? So amar lahem, min ha-Torah, u-min ha-Avim, u-min ha-Ksuvim. He brought them proofs from Torah, Navim, and Ksuvim. And they did not accept his proofs. Min ha-Torah, d'chsev, he brought them a proof from the Torah, as it says in Devarim, v'yem ha-Shem al-Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, hincha sheichem, behold, you're going to die, im ha-Vesecha with your forefathers, v'kam, and you'll get up. So when it says hincha sheichem, it means to say you're going to die, and it says atakam, you're going to get up, which means that he's going to end up coming back alive in the world to come. Amrulai, they said to him, no. But Dilma, but maybe the word become is not going in the first part of the pasuk. Rather, you should read it with the second half of the pasuk. Become ha'am azev azana, and then this, after you pass away, and no more Moshe Rabbeinu, this people will get up and they will act immorally. That is going on the second half of the pasuk, because actually this is one of the three pasukim that it's not clear where a word in the middle is going on the first half or the second half, as the Gemara elsewhere says. So they didn't accept that proof. Min hanavim dechsev. So he brought them proof from the prophets, as it says the pasuk in Yeshaya. Yichyu meisecha, which is talking about the dead of Eretz Yisrael, that your dead will come alive. So you see tchis ha-mesim. Nevelasi yukumen, that those the dead corpses will get up, which, as the Gemara in Ksuba says, comes to add on even the nephilim, even the non-viable children that are born. Hikitsu v'ranu sheichni ofer, that they will get up and they'll sing those who lay in the dust. Kital eris telecha, because it's a dew of light is your dew. The Eretz Rafam Tapel and the land of the Rafam, the mighty ones, will be brought down. So you see, Yichyu Meisecha. So they said, no, but Dilma Meisim Shehechi Yechezkel. Maybe this is referring to the dead that Yechezkel brought back to life. Because this pasuk of Yichyu Meisecha was said by Yeshayahu. And he was before Yechezkel, who prophesied in the days of Chizkiah. And maybe when he was prophesying, this pasuk was going on the future of Yechezkel, who is ultimately going to bring dead people back to life. But maybe there is no such concept that in the world to come that everyone will have tchis ha-mesim. So he brought them menaksuvim dechsev. He brought them a proof from the writings, as it says in Shir Hashirim. It says in the pasuk, v'chichich kiyayin ha-toyv, and your palate is like good wine. Haylich l'doidi l'misharim, goes to my beloved, the upstanding. Daviv sifsi yeshenim, that the lips of the sleeping that they speak, in other words, that they move and the lips of the sleeping one of the dust, they speak, meaning when are they going to speak? Obviously, by tchis ha-mesim, when they're going to come back alive. On that they said, no, v'dimma rechushe marchashven sifase ma'alma. Maybe this just means that their lips are going to shake and move a little bit when they're actually in the grave, but not that they're going to come back alive and come back up to this world. And that would be Rabbi Yechon, like Rabbi Yechon had taught. Because Amr B'yichon B'shem B'shem B'n Yitzadik, he says, Kol mishenem ha-halacha b'shmai ba'il mazeh, anyone that a halacha is said over in his name in this world, sif-seisav davis b'keva, his lips actually move in the grave. Shnemak, it says in the Pasuk, Daviv sif-si yishenem, that the lips of those who sleep in the grave are moving, and therefore they did not accept from him his proofs. Acho amal ha-mikrezeh, until he brought them a different Pasuk in Devarim. That says, Asher nishba Hashem la-viseichem losis lam, that Hashem, Hashem swore to your fathers to give to them. Well, lechem lehem, it doesn't say to them. Elehem, to them, mean lechem would mean to you, to the Jewish people. It doesn't say that he swore to your forefathers to give to them. As we said before, mekan tchis ha-mesim ha-Torah, that's a proof for tchis ha-mesim ha-Torah, because he's not giving to Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Oh, he is when? By tchis ha-mesim. The Eshraimim, some say, Min HaMikra HaZem Alehem, his proof was from a different pasuk in Devarim, that says, Ve'atem hadveikim Hashem lakechem, that you who cling to Hashem, your God, Chayim kulchem hayoim, you're all living today. Now, as the Gemara says, Pshita dechayim kulchem hayoim, obviously that you're all living today. So what is that coming to say? Ela filu b'yoim, but rather, even in a day, shekol ha'olam kulo meisim, that the whole world will be dead, atem chayim, you'll be alive. Because this word yoim is superfluous, where it could just say, chayim kulchem, you're all alive. What does it teach today? It's coming to say, like day, meaning maha yoim kulchem kayom, and just like today that you're all alive, aflo el maba kulchem kayom, and also in the world to come, you're all going to be around. And that's how you know that there's going to be tchiyas meisim in that Torah. Shalu Ramiyam es Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, the Romans asked Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, Meinaycha Kadosh Baruch Hu Mechayim Meisim. First of all, how do you know that Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring the dead back alive? And the Yedei Mashas Lias, and that he knows what's ultimately going to be, that he knows the future. So Amalahu, he said to them, Tavayim and Amakazah, both of them are in the same Pasuk. Shneim, like it says in the Pasuk, Vayemer Hashem al Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Hincha Sheichev Ima Vesechev Akam, behold, that you're going to lay down with your fathers and you're going to get up, which means to say that he's going to get up at Tchisa Meisim. And then this people will go up and they'll be mezana, which you see that he knows what's going to be. On that they said back to him, but v'dilma v'kama el mazev v'zana, as we said before, maybe the word v'kama is not going back on Moshe Benu. Maybe it's saying that you're going to lay down, you're going to pass away and lay with your fathers. And then this people will get up and be mezana. So Amalu, he said to them, okay, but nukutu mi apal gebedaychem, at least you have half of your question answered from this pasuk. Because you see clearly the idea of Mashal Asli is that he knows what's going to be, that the people are going to be Mizana, but you're right, it's not necessarily a proof regarding Tchis HaMeisim in HaTayr. It Minamisotu, we learned that Amr B'yichan Mishum Yishum Ben Yechai, Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mechayim Meisim, where do you know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayim Meisim and the idea of Mashal Asli is, and he knows what's going to be? Shenema, as it says in this Pasuk, he brings both of them from this Pasuk, Hincha Sheikhim and Mesech become, behold, that you're going to lay down with your fathers and you're going to get up, B'gayim etc., which the end of the Pasuk tells us that he knows what's going to be. Tanya Lin Nabraisa, Amr B'liezer Berbiesi, says, B'davar Zeh, with this thing, Ziyafti Sifri Minim, I refuted the books of the heretics. Because Jehoyo Aimim in Tchisa Mesim Natar, they said that there is no source for the revival of the dead from the Torah. So Amar Lehem, I said to them, look, Ziyaftim Teraschim, you forged your Torah, meaning you tried removing all the sources of Tchisa Mesim from the Torah, but Valisim B'yotchim Klum, but you didn't accomplish anything because all you're saying is lies and there's no substance to what you're saying. Because you say there's no Tchis HaMeisim from the Torah. But I'll prove to you from a pasuk that you didn't take out because you didn't notice, but that pasuk proves that there's Tchis HaMeisim. It says, Mamidbar, he carries Tikaris HaNefesh Ahi, Avoinaba, that it surely will be cut off that soul because his sin is in him. Now, he carries Tikaris, Boil Mazeh, when it says will be surely cut off, that means in this world. Avoinaba La'ema, so when it says the sin is going to be in it, when's that going to be? Isn't it obviously Toma in the world to come that obviously there is Tchis HaMeisim, but the sinner is going to have his sin even the world to come? On that, Omle Rav Pavel Abaya, he says, but why did he have to go on to the words of Avayim Nebah? Why didn't he prove Tchis HaMeisim from the redundancy of the word Hikaris Tikaris? Hikaris will mean that he'll be cut off in this world, and Tikaris means in the world to come. So that says the Gemara, because Inu Hava Amrli, they would have responded and said that no Dibur Torah Kolosh Mili Adam, that the Torah speaks the way people normally speak, which people speak in redundancies, and that's why he had to tell them from the word Avoy Nebah, so that they shouldn't have any excuses and say that, oh, Tikar is not showing Oil Mabah, that's just the way the Torah speaks. Because actually the Gemara says Kitanoi, because that's actually Machalikis Hanam, that there is such an opinion that says that you can't bring a Raya from Tikaris, that's just the way the Torah speaks, just the way people speaks. Because the one opinion says, Hikaris Tikaris, as the questioner had said, the redundancy, as this pasuk is regarding Avodah Zarah, Hikaris Bo'il Mazet, Tikaris Lo'il Mabad, that's the Rebbe Kiva. That yeah, the redundancy tells Lo'il Mabad. But Lomer Bishmol said to him, you can't say that. Because Balik Vanem, the pasuk already tells him Bamidbar regarding Avodah Zarah, it says, Es Hashem Hu Megadif, that he's blaspheming against Hashem, but Nichras and Nivri is going to get Karis. And as Rashi explains, because Rabbi Shmuel holds that parasha Megadif is actually referring to Avodah Zarah, as the Gemara said this on Samach Dalam and Beis. So the pasuk already says Karis regarding Avodah Zarah. So how are you going to tell me Hikaris to Karis is two creases? Are there three worlds? It already says once Hikaris. So that's one world. Tikaris, another world. But there's another pasuk of Karis. What, is there a third world? Whereas as Rashi explained, Rabbi Kiva held that Megadif is actually not talking about Avodah Zarah, so he doesn't have the question. He holds that by the Mevarech Hashem, who is the blasphemer. But Rabbi Shmuel holds that it is by Avodah Zarah. Sela, rather he says, v'nichrasa ba'el mazeh. That other pasuk in Bamidbar when it says he's going to get karis means in this world. He karis when it says he'll get karis lo'ilam haba in the world to come. He karis tikaris. Why does it say an extra word tikaris? That's the particulars from the other. That's just the way the Torah talks, the way people normally speak. So that's why he had to tell him from the word avayin ba, because you couldn't say it from the redundancy of tikaris, because they could have said like Rav Shmuel holds, where that's just the way people speak, the way the Torah speaks. Now the Gemara asks, however, Bein Rabbi Shmuel or Bein Rabbi Kiva, who they have karis for this world and the next world from other words, either from the redundancy of tikaris or from a different pasuk. So avayin ba my abdi bay. What do they do with the word avayin ba? Meaning the previous mando amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yesi had brought it from tikaris for ilma ba, but from avayin ba. He didn't say from tikaris because they could have said divatari kolash from the adam. But they're learning it from a different source. So what do they learn from the extra word avayin ba? Says the Gemara, like it's like within a brisa. Yachla falasa tshuva. You would think that the person would get karis even if he repents. That's what the pasuk teaches. His sin is in him. I only said this when the sin is in him, meaning if he did not repent before Misa, then he has the cutting off of his soul. But if he repented, then he doesn't have that cutting off of his soul for the world to come. Shalach Cleopatra Malchasa Esther Meir, the queen of Egypt, Cleopatra asked Meir, she said, Yidana dechaya shachvish. She says, I know that the dead will ultimately come back alive. The Chziv, because it says the pasuk in Psalms and Tillim, says, v'yitzitzu me'ir, that the Jewish people will ultimately sprout forth and blossom from the city of Yerushalayim, as the Gemara says in Ksubis, of Kofiyat Alpha Manalf, that Kadosh Baruch Hu will make tunnels for the righteous, and they'll go and they'll come up, sprouting out in Yerushalayim. Case of Aretz, like the grass of the earth. But her question was, elikishen imdim, but when they do stand up by Tchisa Mesim, do they come up naked? Do they come up all fully dressed? So Amalah, he said to her, he says, I can bring you a kavachayma from a kernel of wheat. If a kernel of wheat gets buried naked, meaning just the kernel itself, comes out with many different cloths, meaning it's covered with many different layers in the stalk. So tzaddikim shenikvaram belut frushay, and so the righteous, they get buried in their garments. Alachas kamen v'kama, all the more so for sure they're going to come up all fully adorned in their garments.